This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. And joining us right now is our pal Alan May, Caps analyst for NBC Sports Washington. He's presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business regrows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVIPVI.com today. What's up, Alan?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning,
what's up,
Alan?
Buddy?
So back-to-back with the Bruins, but they lead off with a win last night. What did you think of the performance?
That was the best hockey game I've watched all season of any two teams in the National Hockey League.
Wow.
It was the first real hockey game, in my opinion, where the two teams were knocking the hell out of each other, playing the game the way their coaches wanted. And I just thought the intensity level was where it needed to be. And I couldn't believe in the first period, and even the second, for such a low, you know, shot game, a game with hardly any shots, how exciting it was. It was incredible. I loved it.
And how about Vanacek's performance?
Well, Vanacek, once again, you know, he didn't have a whole lot of shots, but the ones he did, Boston's a big-time high-danger team. I thought he was very confident in that last night, and he hasn't faltered. He seems like he's improving and gaining confidence week by week, and probably the most important thing with young goaltenders, building their confidence. And he's had a strong workload. Most young goalies come in the league, and by now they've collapsed. We've got all these games in such a condensed period. I think he's been excellent. And especially when you consider he's not able to practice. He's not able to get out there and do all the other conditioning. You know, he was phenomenal yesterday. He was really good.
Alan, I'm stealing this from Capitals PR on Twitter. Vanacek, since mid-February, 5-1-1 with a 1.84 goals against and a .928 save percentage. We touched on this earlier in the show. He was the third option heading into the season, with Lundqvist being signed and Samsonov, you know, being the incumbent. He was an afterthought, but he's the guy they've had to lean on throughout the season so far.
Well, it's absolutely phenomenal what he's been able to do. And, you know, there's so many careers that are started through circumstances like this, you know, with injury and the different reasons that he was able to play. I love when this opportunity presents itself and guys step up and take advantage of it. And otherwise, you know, had we had the other two guys healthy the whole season, he may have not had a game in, and we wouldn't know, or maybe they would have sold him off somewhere in a trade. So I think that they got lucky in this one. Things have worked out very well. It doesn't seem to be any problems with him at all. And the way the team is playing right now, there's two parts to this. He's been playing great. He hasn't been letting any bad goals in. He hasn't been leaky, like the goalie coaches like to say. And his team is playing better in front of him, especially the defensemen, the forwards, the commitment to defense. It only took – Craig Lachlan was joking around the other day when asked on our show, how long does it take to get to a system? He goes, oh, 21 games. And, you know, the team is playing so much better in front of him right now. And it's not to take anything away from him, but he's not, he doesn't have to worry about the backdoor shots, the shot off the pass, the things behind him. And when you have to start worrying about the backdoor play, you get victimized quite a bit because you start cheating in your positioning and your posture is not where it needs to be. So he's done a great job of stopping that first shot. The team's been doing an excellent job of moving the rebounds out of the way, cleaning out the front of the net so he can see everything. So everything's coming together for them as they build down the stretch here.
By the way, Alan, Lundqvist posted a video of him blocking shots and practicing. I know that he says he's not going to return this year, but do you think there's any possibility he might come the end of the season?
Who said he's not going to return?
I thought that was the report.
I don't think anyone expected him to be such a badass. You know, what is it? 2 weeks after, he's running on the treadmill. He's doing all these, you know, different goalie drills. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if he can get a medical clearance, you'd have to let him play. What a great story. You'd have to get him back here anyways and see where it goes. But I love those videos. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was in shock. And, you know, I really, really did want him to be the Caps goaltender this season. And I just thought, what a great story. And, you know, but here's another thing. If he was still on the roster and that physical, that failed physical or the findings hadn't popped up, we wouldn't have Zdeno Chara. And, you know, I think all of this stuff falling into place, they'd have to find a way to get him on the roster with this salary cap. I know he's got a low salary, but I think it would be absolutely spectacular to have three guys like Ovechkin, Chara, and Lundqvist on the exact same roster. It would be spectacular. And I think would be the feel-good story of the year, the comeback player in the National Hockey League. Not as horrific as Alex Smith when you think that everything he went through, but look at if he could get his pads and practice and play just one game with the Capitals, it will be absolutely sensational in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Great. I'm glad that you're leaving open the possibility. Since you mentioned Ovechkin, we had a little conversation earlier because I guess it was Bob McKenzie, an NHL insider, talked about Ovechkin's contract and maybe the future and how the Capitals are up against the cap and, you know, he's negotiating himself. What do you think the percentage is, the likelihood that he would not end up in a Capitals uniform next season?
It rhymes with 0.0.
That's what I think.
There we go.
It'd be bone-chilling if he left. I can't even fathom it.
I can't either. What kind of money?
Think of it this way. If he's going to be a max cap or a big hit, there's no teams out there that can take him that he'd want to go to anyway. So, you know, it's one of those things. Everyone's going to have to work at this to make it work because right now I think with the calculations, he has to be like a 12-5. Something like that with the way the salary cap works. And he'd have to be a max. I think I can't remember the exact percentage right now, but it's maybe 15% of your salary cap, something like that. And maybe it's a little too early in the morning for me to remember that properly, but it would be a max contract. And unless they had a wink, wink deal for after his career is over on how he'd get paid, but no one in the National Hockey League's pulled one of those off yet. And I don't expect it to start happening, but it's going to be a max contract, whatever it is, in my opinion.
Why do you think he hasn't scored more goals this year?
Well, I would say for one reason, going on the COVID list and then coming back. As long as he was out, an older player, not in game shape yet, and I think right now we're seeing the last two games, he's been really pushing the pace out there. Last night he was. To me, he was the best forward last night. There was a lot of great things he did, just didn't score. The game before, a lot of great shots. And I think it's just a matter of him being an older player, getting in game shape. Because when you go on that COVID list and you're not allowed to work out at all, you're not allowed to do anything. Yeah. And by the time they get back, and it's not like they had a big training camp or anything like that, I think it affects the older players more. Kuznetsov doesn't have his legs. He was out a lot longer. Orlov has really pushed himself to get to where he's at. And you never know. Are there nagging injuries? Are all those things pile up when you don't feel good? So it's just a matter of he's got to get his body right. He's got to feel great out there. And you always have to look to your legs to get your game going. And I've seen him the last few games really moving his legs. Last night, I think he had 6 or 7 hits when it was all said and done.
Yep.
He had over a dozen shot attempts again, back-to-back games, something like that. So I look at all that. It's just a matter of him getting his rhythm, and once he does, he'll be flying.
Don't you think that, you know, barring, you know, good, you know, bad health, you know, so assume he has good health, he could play his style, maybe not hit as many guys, but just like just rip shots for still for several more years?
Well, everything that happens with him, the shot will never go away. He's always going to have that.
Right.
He's a monster. He is huge. He's got massive hands. He's got strength like you wouldn't believe. That's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is keeping the legs. You know, he has never really been injured. And so that's the most important thing is that if he stays healthy, he's got a chance at doing this. And then after a while, he can't take the big contract all the time. So it's going to be about pursuit of records. How good is he going to be? I know Wayne Gretzky quit with just under 100 points. Bobby Clark in Philadelphia years and years ago led his team in scoring and quit. And, you know, how good will he be? Will he be up to his standards? Will he be able to play in all different situations in the game like he is now? So that's the most important thing. I'm amazed that a guy that's been so physical, who's played such a brawny game out there all these years, has never been on the shelf. Been on the shelf. And there's been rumors of minor surgeries and things like that because he's so stubborn that he doesn't want to come out of the lineup. You know, he wants to play every game. He has played injured. He's played in playoff games where there's no damn way he should have been on the ice.
Right. He had that knee injury. I remember that. I was telling the guys that when JP brought up the fact that he doesn't have a ton of goals, his shot attempts are still up. I mean, he's got 68, and he's missed, you know, four games, and he's 23rd in shot attempts. So if he played those four games, he would probably be, I don't know, top 10 in shots on goal. So the shots are still coming.
Oh, they are. But the biggest thing right now is what we're seeing. The power play, even though it's got a high percentage, I'm not a fan of it right now with the opportunity he's getting. The shots, every shot that he's taking on the power play is the exact same one. And everyone's, you know, they know what he's doing. The goalies are banking on the pass getting over to him. The teams are playing it. Goalies are cheating on him right now. But as he gets his legs, his shot attempts are going to be different shot attempts. They're going to be from different areas in a variety of different ways. So I think the creativity, as he gets his legs, it's going to be there. And then you think of it, he's played half the games with Kuznetsov, half the games with Backstrom. Backstrom's been the best player on the Caps all season long from start to finish so far. And Kuznetsov has not. And when Kuznetsov hasn't been making the plays, he hangs on the puck a little longer. So it's a different type of shot attempt. As soon as he's open with Backstrom, he gets the puck. With Kuznetsov, he likes to rag the puck a lot longer. And, you know, I'm not sure that Ovi's always inspired by that. And so as both of these guys get going, I expect the goals to go up. I've never seen him go with this few goals in this many games. So think of it, none of us have. So it's just a matter, I think, with great goal scorers, and he's still, what I've seen the last couple of games is very encouraging. I expect him to have one of these breakout games soon where it's a hat trick or more, and then he's off to the races and everyone's in trouble.
So they have the Bruins again tomorrow night. You know, you talked about how great a game it was. If you just kind of, you know, match those two teams, are the Caps the better team?
I would think so. I honestly do believe so. I think and they're the bigger team too. So as you get to a playoff match, I think the bigger team, if they're playing the way they want to. And it took the Caps, you know, it wasn't really until a couple weeks ago that they figured out that all the players got on the same page defensively on what they needed to do. The last two times they played the Bruins, Caps were horrible defensively. In their own zone, the high danger opportunities they were giving up, there were so many defensive coverage breakdowns. It was embarrassing almost watch. It was actually pissing me off to watch it, what was going on with all the breakdowns. And so when you look at that, and now that the Capitals are getting these new systems down, and everyone, the discipline that was shown last night by every single Caps player was phenomenal. And the Bruins, normally they skate every team into the ground. And everyone keeps talking about how old the Caps are and how slow they are. Well, you know what? If you're playing your game and you've got a game plan and everyone's sticking to it the way the Caps did last night, Bruins didn't look too fast. They didn't look too fast. They had the one breakaway opportunity early on a pop-up pass. But after that, how fast did they look? They didn't. So the Caps are in it right now. I think the bigger team, Boston looked scared in a lot of situations physically last night. And Capitals have some big guys that can do the ground and pound game. The Bruins can't play ground and pound. And if you get into one of those, you know, grudge match hate series, I'm taking the Caps in this one.
Nice. It's Alan May from NBC Sports, watching Caps, of course, 13-5-4. Got the Bruins again tomorrow night. Talk to you next week, Alan.
All right, take care, guys.
Yep.
Good stuff. All right, Alan. Thank you, buddy.
Caps with a 2-point lead now in the East. Who's the sponsor in the East, Cakes?
That's the Mass Mutual East, JP.
The Mass Mutual East. They've got 30 points. Yes. Islanders with 28 and the Bruins with 27 right now. But the Caps
and four
in
straight
first
wins.
Place.
Just and Cakes, he says 0.0 yeah. chance of Ovi signing elsewhere.
I agree with that.
And he said
that.
Max. Didn't he say max contract?
Yeah.
I think so. He said 12.5 is
we'll
the
see.
Number.
All right, coming up next, we'll give you an update on what's going on with Tiger Woods. Some interesting news there. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back on an Open Line Thursday, presented by Window Nation. Search it for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. So Tiger Woods is in his second hospital, recovering from the terrible accident, which left a couple of his bones broken. And originally,
his right leg.
The police chief said that there would not be charges, and maybe there won't be charges, but police obtained a search warrant, and they're going to be retrieving the black box from the luxury SUV. Who knew that cars had black boxes like
no
airplanes?
Idea.
Yep. I didn't know, but this car apparently has
a black
box.
Those little computers, I guess. Yeah.
And the judge, you can only do that if you believe there's probable cause that a crime may have been committed. Now, the crime would be reckless driving.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to figure out what happened because he doesn't remember.
The sheriff is saying it's not a criminal investigation.
Right.
Well, I think it's just
here's the thing.
The USA
Today did a study or did a story a few days ago where they had like four or five different forensic experts all look at it. And they came up, shocker, with the exact same conclusion I did, that he probably fell asleep. Mm-hmm. That speed probably wasn't a factor because they said if he was going 60 or 70, he wouldn't be injured. He'd be dead. So they think he was probably you look at the road, and they had a great video of this in the USA Today story. Mm-hmm. TMZ might have had it also, where you're just driving, and the road just slowly turns, and the Tiger doesn't. He just goes straight.
Yeah.
Now,
I think
my buddy
asleep.
Maintains.
Plus,
my
was
buddy
early
still
in the
maintains.
Yeah, it was 7 a.m.
Like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, he was – I have reason to believe – I had somebody text me who lives out there that his buddies say Tiger was out late that night partying with David Spade. Well,
boo-hoo, so 7 a.m., cry me a river.
Right.
Stop
but
it.
Let's just assume they're out there partying after the shoot.
Right.
And he has to get
I don't know how he got up.
I don't know how he did either, but it was an obligation, so he got up and he just donked off. But I believe he fell asleep. Whether because of under the influence or whatever, I have no idea. But I believe he fell asleep. But my buddy claims when you look at the front end of the car, now he's no forensic expert, he's just my buddy. But he still thinks that he could have been texting.
You know, sure.
He's big on the texting thing because he thinks you look at the front of the car and what happened when he hit that curb, like it really damaged the front wheel. It might even, I think he claims it cracked the front rim or something. It did something insane. And he thinks at that point he lost control of the vehicle, and then that was just it. But I don't think the police think that.
Couldn't
they? They say he didn't hit his brakes until the very end.
Does this buddy own two golf courses or more than two golf courses?
He might. But he's not buying my theory that he fell asleep, but I'm pretty sure he did.
Couldn't they track the texting based on the time?
They could track that. They could easily track that. They could sync up the times.
And they'll know how fast.
They'll also be able to tell when he hit the brakes.
They'll know how fast he was going because that's
real. They'll know how fast he was going.
From what I've read, they don't see skid marks.
No, but I think they could tell from all that black box data.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you go to the shop these days, you toss together the key. They put your key in the thing, and they know everything that's going on with your car.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I just logged on one of my sites, and I saw a bunch of Pottery Barn ads. I'm not clicking on Pottery Barn, but I know my wife is, and it's on my phone. We've talked about this a million times. Of course
Yeah, but I'm saying they have connections with your keys. They
sure.
just put the key into that little thing, and they know everything.
Hey, what about the theory that he was texting or he was sexting with Erica and it was so hot and steamy?
So you're going from texting to sexting.
And then like he wasn't paying
He's
attention.
He's not that size for her.
Yeah. All right. Well, sexting with a
rando.
Yeah, with a rando.
Side piece, maybe.
I mean,
maybe.
It's always possible. I think, I always believe the simplest answer is usually the answer.
Sent a butt shot. Ran off the road.
It's early. He's notorious for not sleeping very much to begin with.
That's right.
Whether or not he was under the influence or not, that interview that you guys talked about, originally I hadn't seen it when we discussed the video, which you guys thought were like warning signs. He looked butt tired there too.
Yeah.
And it just looks like a guy who doesn't sleep very much. And I fell asleep at the wheel one time. EB talks about micro napping all the time. It happens.
If I were Tiger and I had his money in the bank, I'm sleeping like Jason Bishop.
Jason,
10 or 12 hours a night.
Didn't you fall asleep like on the Bay Bridge?
Years ago, yeah. I mean, that
was
when I was in college, probably 1993.
But it happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that was in the middle of the night.
Well, I have a buddy fell asleep in his car.
Back on it, I don't know how I didn't fall asleep. Back when we started the cable access show, I was driving to Philly every weekend, back and forth.
Yeah.
Philadelphia. And I used to often leave like 10 o'clock at night. I would leave Bowie to drive to Philadelphia. And those were some sleepy rides. That's only a 2.5 hour ride. But when I would get close, and by the way, sometimes I would stop. It's a 2.5 hour ride. I'd stop at the Delaware House to break it up. I'm just stunned I didn't crash. Like, it's just the most relatable to me. Like, I don't know if he's.
Texting's also relatable.
Texting is possible. But
texting, right.
Maybe
he was looking at his own dong shot. Valdez.
I don't even think Tiger has that shot. Valdez might have.
I might be the only one in the
country
that has
Tiger's
penis.
You have the top shot of Tiger dong shots. That picture is probably worth $5 million.
Well, sometimes I look at it and I almost run off the road.
What's it next to? Is it in a special folder?
It's in a frame on his bedroom.
I think
your phone, like a lot of times.
Like, could he sue you for having that
separated
on your phone?
I don't know. I'm not putting it out to the public.
It's
a memento.
I have it as my one of my favorites. Yeah. I know that. I'm serious. Right. I do. I like to send it to my boys when.
What about Lindsay? Lindsay Vonn had pictures out there. You didn't bother to screen cap hers.
Yeah, I have those too, but I don't have them favorited because I don't use them.
It took me 5 seconds. Don't you send me on Google to find that dong pic?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just now?
Exclusive as we think.
I'm looking at it right now.
thought he had the market cornered.
I'm looking for it right
here
now.
Here you go, Eric.
Oh, trust me, Eric's seen it. I've sent it 10,000 times.
Yeah, he sent it to me a million times.
Look at the name of that URL, by the way.
That's unbelievable. Can you say it?
I don't know. Leakedmeat.com.
Leaked meat. Hilarious.
That
might be my new favorite site.
This is your. They had Dax Shepard, Sly Stallone. Let me see who else. I'm just trying. Luke Perry.
Pour some out.
Luke Perry. R.I.P.
50 Cent. Right. Oh, let me see. I'm gonna click on.
I had an IT guy make this for me.
You did? It, or did the
IT
screen
stands
cap?
For Internet Tomfoolery. But you're
who would have thought leaked meat?
Oh,
would be a,
yeah, you
a
definitely
showstopper.
See it's a show. You definitely see his, his arting.
Of course,
you see his arting.
Yeah. So hold on. What's this? So what is this?
This is like the worst site ever.
It's all dudes. Shocker, Drabby has this
Valdez
site queued
it.
Up.
He just Drab found it.
Drab, Valdez, I don't think you're going to be able to function today.
Do they have athletes?
They have the Biebs. They have Bieber. Oh, my God. Bieber's got up.
Valdez is occupied for the next
We've already seen Biebers. We saw it on the beach at, like, the
Orlando
cabana.
Orlando Bloom. I mean, they got these dudes. Colin Farrell. Colin Farrell looks like his is taking a U-turn.
How do they have Colin Farrell?
They have Batista.
Here's one of Tiger where it's clearly photoshopped the head on the body of somebody else. Clearly.
South 4, Maris broadcast. Hold on.
Now, Drabby, do they have a female equivalent, though? I mean, can you find me at least? Jesus.
Well,
they have to have a...
Yeah, that's the Fapning.
Is it? That's the female... No, is it the sister site?
Well, no, I don't know.
They have to have a sister site.
These sites.
Huh? Yeah, I'm sure.
That's the one I want to go with, the Fapning. Oh, Emma Watson, love it.
But this is what happens. I'm sorry when we stumble onto these sites, the show comes to a screeching halt.
But
yeah,
how do you
to
really
be talking
know
about Tiger's crash? Yeah.
Well, the thing about Tiger is you're never going to know exactly what happened. I mean, you're not going to know if he was texting. You're not going to know if he fell asleep.
Well, they can find out, like you say. They can check phones. I mean, that's how they'll send people to jail if they get in an accident and harm someone and they see they were texting at that time.
But maybe he was trying to send the text and he never hit send and then he got in the accident.
Well, yeah, true. But I think if you're texting, as soon as you hit that curb, I mean, you're awake. I mean, immediately you're.
Yeah, but
you're,
then it's too late. Didn't the crash like a split second after that?
I don't think it's a split second. I mean, he went like 500 yards.
After the curve?
Then across the median. I'm telling you,
maybe
I would have been able to.
Driver.
If I was awake, I would have been able to gather myself. There's no way I would have ended up in the ditch if I was awake.
I think that happens so fast. Man. If you're in your sleep. You hit the curb, maybe it pops up, then
also,
you got to figure out what's going on.
Well, it depends on how fast you
go. No one should text and drive. Literally no one. But we've all done it when we shouldn't, right? I'm guilty of it. I try not to. But at this stage, people know you. Like, there's kind of a technique if you had to do it where you're not taking your eye off the road. If you're a donk and you've just got your hand, your phone down by your Bozak and you're texting down there while you're driving, I just don't think that's even how
you're
people
always
do.
Taking your eye off the road if you're able to text. Even if you're holding it up here near the windshield.
Yeah, but there's kind of a way you can sneak it. Like, if you, I'm not recommending it. It's horrible. No one should ever do it.
Yeah. But
I just don't see a scenario where I would hit a curb like that texting. I think that's a classic. That's the classic. You just doze off and the car, and you wake up halfway down before you realize what's going on.
I don't think it's a texting. Look, if he was partying with David Spade the night before.
Yes.
And he wakes up early the next morning.
So many gummies.
Speeding to a shoot. And then he maybe just dozes off. And then, boom, next thing you know, he hits something. So what happens?
Yep.
I mean, he's lucky he didn't die.
Of course.
Oh, he's damn lucky.
Yeah.
But
most
but
people probably do die in that.
But they said, the forensic guy said, if he was truly speeding, like going 70 or something, he'd be dead. That apparently... I don't know. That's kind of the threshold with these sort of basic consumer cars. Although this one supposedly has great safety ratings.
Yeah.
I wonder if sales of that thing went up. I think it's only
good
like
pub for them.
The
I mean, it stinks
SUV.
The Tiger got in the accident, but it's great pub for them.
What
is that?
Nice looking
the vehicle.
Car.
Hyundai?
Nice looking
is that
Genesis.
What it is?
Genesis.
So is that different? That's its own brand? Genesis?
Genesis.
I thought that was like a model.
No, I
Genesis
think Hyundai formed the Genesis brand.
Oh, so it's their like, luxury nameplate?
It's their luxury, yeah.
Okay,
so it's like Acura for Honda.
Yeah, I believe so.
Right. Okay, I gotcha.
It's a nice-looking SUV.
I believe
sure.
Weiner drives around one of those. You know, he's got a fleet of vehicles, but one of his is...
Well, that's what happens when you sell 90% of the ads on the station in the market.
Right.
That's right.
You drive around in a big silly.
You know, I didn't get to the EP. You want to do the EP when we come back? I got a few stories, but including who might have the exclusive NFL streaming rights next season, Cakes, which you know that's a lucrative deal.
Oh, yeah.
Red Fox Network.
But first, let me tell you about Crop Metcalf, $40 an hour, $40 an hour. That's what you can make as the next Crop Metcalf five-star plumbing technician. Crop Metcalf's new winning wage program offers custom compensation plans paying top plumbers the equivalent of $40 an hour or more, plus a generous benefits package starting day one. Join the winning team at Crop Metcalf, an industry leader in the D.C. area for over 40 years. Visit CropMetcalf.com/winningwage for details and to apply. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, all year celebrating the Junkies' 25th anniversary, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. And as part of that, we put out a weekly podcast. I believe that comes out later today. So check that out at TheFanDC.com. It's our look back at an interview that was definitely interesting with Bill Walton, and we ended up hanging up on him. So you want to check that out after the show.
Very funny.
Old hippie. Time now for the entertainment page brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple. Just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES for 15% off at wavesoda.com.
You know who else is bitter is Matt Valdez.
Why is that?
Why?
Matt Valdez, why are you bitter?
I don't know.
Let me guess. I think I might know.
What is it?
This is very goth nerdy.
Yeah.
Did he take EB's guy, Louis Wustizen, in the Arnie Palmer, and he withdrew?
I definitely did. Yep. He withdrew?
He did.
Oh, my God.
That's so bitter.
Soul is that really crusher. A dagger?
That ruins your weekend.
That's
angry golf fans.
Yeah. Send out a tweet.
Send out an angry tweet.
Is that a huge dagger?
Oh, yeah, it is.
That actually ruined my day.
Yeah. It pummels you.
I figured I'd let you go early and get it over with.
Take a look at your tiger pick and you'll be happy again.
Jason ruined my day.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't even take a look at the tiger pick.
You know what? You were going to find out eventually.
Well, you wanted to be the one that ruined it.
Bearer of bad news.
You know, that's true. He definitely
Jason
did.
Got so much glee in telling me that. Did you see him smile?
Yeah, it's funny. But you know what? If it happened to Cakes, I would be smiling.
Yeah, he'd be needling me too.
Well, that's the thing. It's weird. Jason loves the misery of everyone else.
Right. He likes others' bad beat. You know, if you get a bad beat, he'll relish in it.
Yeah. Well, look, if I had the same situation and someone told me, they would probably start smiling as well. They would find some glee in it.
Oh, man, that sucks. I was so excited because I was, like, one of the only people that had him.
I think you are the only one.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, you're zigging. Everybody else is zagging. You got zigged right out of the tournament. You're
Enjoy
bitter.
The weekend.
Yeah. Was it his back?
I don't know if he
got a grandpa back.
He does have a bad back.
Save his bendovers for Augusta.
Hey, be smart. You do that. All right, I mentioned before that the NFL, they could have exclusive streaming rights with who, Cakes? Who could they be partnering with, according to the Wall Street Journal?
I'm pretty sure it's Amazon Prime, correct?
Amazon. Amazon could get exclusive streaming rights to a significant number of Thursday night games, while Fox, CBS, NBC, and ESPN would keep deals in place for Sunday and Monday night games. I guess they reported last year that Amazon, Apple, and Google, shocker, were all interested in getting rights to the games. So the NFL, they feel like they're still a broadcast TV product, obviously, but they are open to streaming. One NFL power broker told Peter King, it's the next big thing, and the tech companies want to be involved in our game. They should. We're the only lock moneymaker in sports. So could be a huge
I'm okay with them being
windfall.
On Amazon because everybody has Amazon.
If they were on Hulu or Apple TV, I'd be bitter because have those.
Then what it would do, it would force you to get those products.
Right. What do you think I had?
Doesn't Amazon rule the world? Don't they pretty much rule the world?
Yes. Just ordered two things from them last night.
I'm sure you did.
That's why I had a certain dish company for 25 years.
Can we bet on what Evie ordered last night?
Oh, yeah, you might actually get it. You might actually get. I mean,
First guess. Well, can you just give us? Just give us like the approximate cost. Because I mean, you sometimes
give it away.
All right. Well, then I'll bet. He bought some sort of. Well, no. Binoculars, because we talked about.
That's a good guess.
It's a good guess.
Some form of vitamins.
Goalies.
Cakes nailed it. It wasn't vitamins, but basically vitamins. Probiotics. Okay. I got two probiotics that I have in my cocktail.
You must be the most regular guy on the planet.
I'm pretty regular. Usually around 10:30. Usually around 10:30, then maybe another one in the evening. Or if I have anxiety, one could come at any time.
Ooh, I'm still.
When is that not happening? Aren't you always anxious?
True, right. But if it hits a certain level, it's like a rocket ship. You got to run.
So I've been taking the goalies for a few months. I'm still an every other day guy.
You are?
Really? That's
too good.
News.
Every other
feel
day?
Like you should be, but you know what? You're not a caffeine guy.
That was a lot different than my college years, that's for sure. That was once a week.
College years.
Once a week?
It was probably once a week, maybe twice a week.
Well, that's
why. That's why.
Well,
he's such a big, tall lurch. His intestines are super long.
It takes a long time to get through.
I destroyed half the toilets that I ever.
I don't think every other day is abnormal because I lean towards that. I'm probably 4 or 5 times a week.
Hey, B. Mitch just told me he's 3 or 4 times a day.
Really?
Yeah. That's abnormal.
He got a big grin on his face.
That's abnormal.
That is 3 or 4 times.
Silly.
Can you get a mic?
Here,
that's a lot. How much toilet paper does he go through?
Maybe he's got a bidet.
If you're going 3 to 4 times a day, you're not using toilet paper. You're using wipes.
Or he's got a fancy bidet at his house. Who knows?
Oh, he might have that.
Invest in a bidet.
He's a baller.
Yeah. You can get a cheap one, though. It's just like a lid you put
on Mike, man. That's outrageous 3 or 4 times a day.
Hey, when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Normally before I start the show, which I already did that one. There's two already.
Okay.
After coffee? Any of them after coffee?
If I drink coffee, it's like, I just, it's a release hatch. It's kind of
release hatch.
Yeah. So I go again later on after work and then at night.
Wow. Can you get through a golf round without it?
Oh, yeah.
You need a diaper when you play golf.
But as soon as I'm done, I know where to go.
Man, that is.
But have you been like that your whole life?
Yeah, it's like a lot of vegetables. And now I eat more. As I get old, I eat more vegetables, get some fiber into it. And it's going to do what it needs to do.
There you go.
But I've learned. Right. You said every other day.
Yeah.
Shocking.
I couldn't do that, though.
No. I do. That's just the way my system works, man.
Every other day, man. Look, I'd be a little bit too packed up.
All right, so we're going to get personal. Is EB correct? Are you a wipes guy then? Because, I mean, that's a lot.
He definitely can't use just toilet.
I do use the wipes. You got to make sure you get that cleaned up, man.
Sure, man.
And to be honest, when I'm at home, I take a bath after I get done.
Jason takes a shower.
I jump in the bathtub.
That's some gross water.
Don't you feel? What do you think happened? I jump in the bathtub with bubbles.
Right,
bubble bath.
I'm with some brown bubbles.
Can't make the club in the tub.
It's got a chocolate bath.
I wipe it up first, then I jump in the tub because I want to relax. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm with you, man.
You play music
that's
when you're bubble
that's
bath.
A lot of baths.
No, actually, are music playing and their candles the whole night.
All I do when I get a tub, I play Spades over and over on my phone.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I hear you.
I might play 5-6 games of Spades and then. Yeah, I take my actual bath, then I get out.
He's playing the number 2 card a lot.
See, now he's brightened up Valdez's day. Wusthuizen withdraws,
now he's not thinking of Usti.
Right. Yeah. He's forgotten
y'all crazy,
about
man.
It.
Right. Well, y'all have a good day, brothers.
Thank you.
Dude,
when I had my shoulder surgery, I had to go left-handed for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's harder.
Brutal.
Harder.
Brutal. A lot. I had to do some thorough hand washing after that. Because your thumb every once in a while.
That pummeled your whistling situation, too.
Oh, yeah, pummels that. Because I don't care what anybody says, you can't go with your offhand.
It's very, very difficult.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be impossible.
Right.
Yeah, it's I like was a, like lurch for 6 weeks.
It's like a gorilla grabbing you if you go with your offhand.
Just, all right, we got Bruce the Hugger on the line.
There's no rhythm. Yeah, Bruce. No nothing.
Let's go to Bruce real quick. Bruce, what's up?
Good, yes. I got a nice instrument.
What's up,
right. Hey, Bruce? What's up, buddy?
There are 11. Okay. There are 11 parts. But my favorite part.
Bruce, let's start. Let's start over.
He's getting
something about what he said. Okay.
Bruce, indecipherable.
Bruce, start over. Hey, Bruce, what's up, buddy? Good morning.
I have a nice one coming. Okay. The lemon meringue looks good, but my favorite is Wilkie's cream pie.
What did he say?
I don't know if you can repeat it.
I don't think you can say it.
He has a favorite kind of pie. The lemon meringue pie looks good, but not as good as Jason's cream pie.
That's the best?
That's Bruce's favorite.
Who knew?
Who doesn't like... I love me. Was it Little Annie's cream pie itself?
Little Debbie.
I don't know.
Yeah, Bruce fan alerts his cream pie.
Get your snacks correct, EB.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, what's it taste like?
Does this sound good, Chuck?
Sounds great.
Well, second time around.
Very good.
Second time was good.
Yeah, second time.
Yes, thank correct. You.
Second time. Always all better than second
thank you,
time.
Bruce.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
Do you think when Bruce reading is deteriorating.
Yeah.
Do you think when he doesn't manage to get through, he has a down week?
Yeah.
What? Well, Drab had to ask him if his dentures were in or not.
Oh, maybe. Yeah,
they're sloshing around when he's talking.
Yeah, poor guy.
Didn't realize
harder
he had those.
And harder to understand him. But
I still can't believe anyway. B. Mitch has already gone to the bathroom twice today.
Yeah, B. Mitch is he's dropping a quick one in before the show.
He's got a healthy system, man. That thing's
meanwhile,
working.
I bet JP Finley is more like I guess he's more of a casual one a dayer.
Probably, yeah.
Right,
can't keep partner. Up with B. Mitch.
We'll ask him tomorrow.
3 to 4. That's
the
a
B,
lot of bads.
The B stands
by
the
way.
For Bowel. Bowel Mitch.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.